the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
And
you were wrong.
I was wrong?
Yeah. I didn't get rained out last night. Got rained on.
I honestly didn't think you would. It did rain pretty hard, too,
yeah,
for a while.
It wasn't too bad, though.
It was,
wasn't too bad. It,
if there was been any thunder and lightning, you'd have been.
Yeah.
It was raining pretty good.
Yeah.
But you did all right. How'd you play?
All right. Tied my match.
You tied your match.
Yeah. I did have to win the last hole to tie it, though, so.
But you came through.
Yes, I did.
That's all right. Let's keep.
Let's talk real sports. Because my golf game is not a real sport.
Well, the Tigers are currently playing right now. They're up 1-0 at the end of the third inning in New York, by the way, against the Yankees. And last night's game turned out okay. It was a nail biter. I don't know if you got to watch any of it or not, but
I did.
It was interesting because a couple of up and comers, so to speak, seemed to be the answer to the veteran Sabathia's struggles. Actually, both Sanchez and Sabathia didn't look that great.
Yes, but Anibal got his third win. He's now 3-1.
Anibal gave up 6 hits and finally went over 6 innings. I mean, he hasn't gone over 6 innings all. I don't know that, but I know it was a season high at 6 2/3. So maybe he was 6 1/3 before that or something. I'm not sure. But it was a season high for him. 6 2/3, 6 hits, and his 500th big league start. Sabathia gave up 6 hits in 6 innings.
And knocked the Yankees out of first place. Red Sox moved up a half game above them, though. See, the Tigers are doing some damage somewhere.
So 4-3 win. Shane Greig gets the save. And the call-up, John Hicks. Well, I couldn't even remember why he was called up. I didn't know what position he was even going to play when I saw his name. And then I remembered he's a catcher.
Yeah, you need one of those now that Avila is gone.
3-run second inning homer for his first big league game in more than a month. And Justin Upton also added a solo shot.
Who's off of Justin CC. Upton is a little hot lately, wouldn't you say?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Why isn't he batting fourth? Please tell me.
He's batting third. That's why he's not batting fourth.
Why isn't he not batting anyway?
Because Cabrera's there.
Green's only previous save were an 11-inning opening day win over Miami last year and a rain-shortened game against the White Sox on July 21st last season.
Yeah, he got the save, but it wasn't that pretty. He gave up 2 walks, but he gave up no hits. So...
checking. I'm pretty sure Castellanos
peeking at the game over there
just went down.
Yeah, we don't need
shocker.
Play by play here. Okay. Still 1-0 Tigers. Okay, moving on.
All right, so let's talk about last night's game for just a hair more because
okay.
This was really interesting. Did you see the numbers on last night's game? You know how when we watch Tigers games, we have to watch it on Fox Sports Detroit.
Yes.
Yankees games are viewed on what's called the YES Network. And New York's 7-3 win on Monday was seen by 446,000 viewers on YES. That was the network's most watched program since Derek Jeter's Yankee Stadium finale on September 25th, 2014. Second most.
So where do you think all the money for those salaries go? Comes from? Maybe some TV contracts?
You think?
You think.
Especially in New York and Boston.
Yeah.
L.A. Actually, L.A. is not that big of a baseball town. Isn't that crazy?
They are right now. The Dodgers just won their 9th in a row again. They're going to win 10. If they win 10 in a row, that's the first time any team's ever had 4 10-game winning streaks in a season if they win tonight.
Mm. All right, well... anything else you want to say about the Tigers before
no,
we take a break?
No, you spent half the show on the Tigers, and
there's
nine games.
There's tons of time.
There's
left.
9 games out. Oh, let's not talk about the Brewers.
Okay, well, let's take a break, and you can have the whole second half for your stinking Brew Crew. Okay,
we have
make you
news.
Happy. Is that
we
all right?
We have other news to talk about.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Second half coming up. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
Incredible.
I find out you're not going to be there tonight in this balmy 59-degree weather.
I can't be tonight. Okay. I have to work really late tonight. It's true. I'm actually not going to be here on Friday. I got to go down and play at the Milan Bluegrass Festival with Chase and Steele. So that just takes an incredible exponential amount of work to prepare for, and that's what I'll be doing all night today.
Okay.
While you have fun hitting a little white ball, I'll be here slaving away.
So, since we were talking about the Tigers so much, and they are chasing the Indians, breaking news, the Indians just placed left-handed pitcher Andrew Miller on the 10-day DL. Right knee patella tendonitis.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe they can catch him. They're only 9-0.
Don't even start that talk. By the way, there is a fall offering at the Marquette Golf Club. Single memberships on Heritage, 420, couples, $5.95. Gray Walls and Heritage combo, $6.95 for singles, $9.95 for couples. But the best part is
50% of all that money you give this year goes right towards your membership for next year. 50%. And as I've been saying, August and September, the best times to golf out there.
225.
I love September golf.
225-0721. Give him a call.
Kind of dries out and your ball goes farther.
Yeah, your ball goes farther.
It does.
What, like 9 feet?
Oh, okay.
250.
You want to play for money?
Yards and not. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I don't play for money.
I don't have
money
to hit it far. I can still score well.
I realize that. But I don't need to play for money, but I might play it for a double or nothing on one of our other bets.
Okay. That we never paid. All right, let's go to the Brewers last night. All the runs they needed in the first inning. 3 runs in the first with Pena double, a Santana signal, and a Braun fielder's choice. And a very strong pitching performance from Jimmy Nelson. And they beat the Cardinals 3-2, which is good because the Cardinals were coming right up on them in the standings. Jimmy Nelson goes 6 innings, gives up only 6 hits and 7 strikeouts. Only 1 walk.
And?
And that is it, because the Cubs won, too. This Cub team, I don't think it's going to lose again. Maybe a few times, but... They do have Brent Suter tonight versus Luke Weaver, and they are favored to win that game.
Speaking of the Cubs, Alex Avila said he was fine with his dad, Alex Avila, the GM for the Tigers.
The guy that's going to get fired at the end of the year? Okay.
But his mom was not. His mom was quite upset. I guess... Al told his son, you know, he gave him a heads up, he's probably going to be traded. So when he headed on this New York road trip, he brought 2 suitcases and didn't even unpack them. And on Tuesday, Avila said that his mom was more upset than anyone about the trade because now she won't be able to visit with her grandchildren. Both are under 5 years old. Quoting Mrs. Avila, Al has to sleep on the couch for a bit. End quote.
Hmm. Okay. Welcome to the Detroit Tiger Recap Show.
Shut up.
Okay, let's switch to the NFL.
Let's go to the Cubs then.
Oh, you got Cubs news?
John Lester reached his 2,000 strikeout milestone and gets his first home run of his career.
Oh, I did see
in
that.
In the same
yeah.
game.
Yeah, they won like 16-4.
He's only the
to
second
four.
Pitcher to do that. John Smoltz did that as well for his 2,000 strikeout game.
Wow.
Good yard. Okay, go.
Cam Chancellor and the Seahawks have agreed to a 3-year, $36 million extension.
No one but propeller heads cares. Go ahead.
What? that's nothing to do with fantasy football.
Yeah, sure it does.
Their salary? No, it doesn't.
The fact that he's going to be on that team.
He's on defense, so big deal. You don't give any points
okay.
for defense.
Okay, okay. You're telling me there's no fantasy football propeller heads that use a defensive...
Yeah, usually have a defense. There are some that have defensive players. Oh, you're right. Some of the really...
I'm what?
Keep going. You're right.
Keep going.
Okay, you're right. I don't really have anything else. There's not much going on in the world of sports, except there is a football game tomorrow night that I probably won't watch.
I don't think anybody will, hardly.
The Hall of Fame game.
It'll be one of those things where you flip through and it's like, oh, look at that! What's this game? I forgot about it.
Yeah, it got canceled last year. Remember the field was all torn up?
Oh, that's right.
Packers
were
supposed to play? I have no interest. I have no interest in watching the Cowboys anyway. I like watching them lose, yes. I like that.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
And I'll be hooking you up with Orion, so be ready.
All right.
He's way more of a sports nerd than I am.
Okay.
He's going to have his facts, statistics, everything all ready for you.
I can't wait.
And he's a diehard Lion fan.
That's too bad.
The Outdoor Show. Here comes the news.